As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, lol, across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's certainly a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, October the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and always workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. The big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio this morning, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. The gold bears outnumber the bulls in early trading, forcing gold below $1,040. Precious metals, crude oil, stocks, and currencies in decline. We'll talk about all that in a moment. Copenhagen, electric cars, smart grid, the gold, the dollar, all in the news this morning. Economics 101 continues, a variety of topics to be considered, of course. We'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, October the 28th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, we found gold trading down $3.90 at $1,035.70. Again, off $3.90, trading at $1,035.70. Silver was off 24 cents at $16.45, now again below that $17 mark. Boo-hoo. Platinum, losing $3 in early trading, trades at $1,310 an ounce. And palladium, off a buck at $325 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,029.50 for a low, $1,042.10 for a high. Yet, at $1,035.70, your gold would still be up $292 year-to-year for a 39.26% return on your investment. One of these days, we'll talk about the difference between investing and insurance policies. London gold fix this morning. The boys set the price at $1,035, and you can see at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York, it was right on $1,035. Funny how that works. In the equities, the Dow Jones yesterday closed up 14 at 9,882, well below that 10,000 mark. I can imagine they'll take their hats off now. Anyway, the NASDAQ was off 26 at 2116. The S&P was off 4 at 1063. Crude oil this morning losing 64 cents a barrel. That's 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, trading at $78.91 a barrel, still way the heck too high, but at least it's below the 80. The U.S. dollar index, well, up a little bit, 5 basis points, trading at 76.22. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live this morning, as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I would guess we run like a clock around here. Anyway, let's go back and finish up these market reports for this morning. Out of New York City, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off $3.90 at $1,035.70. Checked the ticker, as they say. Looked at the screen for Kitco and Bloomberg during the break, and we find it right back up under, tucked up nicely under $1,040. So all is not lost, little flock. Let's just continue. Silver was off 24 cents at $16.45. Again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that U.S. dollar index trading up a little bit at 76.22. Not exactly an encouragement for most of the people around the world, as we can find that in the Forex as well. The foreign exchange rates this morning, the Canadian dollar down 59 basis points, trading at 93 cents, moving down from 94 yesterday. The Mexican peso, still strong right there, 8 cents U.S. You can fill up your pockets with those durable, reliable Mexican pesos at 8 cents a pop. And the euro loses 1 basis point at early trading at $1.48 U.S. If you're going to go and travel in Europe, you'd exchange your U.S. dollars for $1.48 euros. The British pound will cost you $1.63, and of course your Guinness beers will cost you a little less in Ireland against the British pound. I guess they're dropping the price of Guinness about 20%. percent just to make up the difference between this euro and the British pound. Really, honestly, I don't know why they are. These both have been going up, and they've been going up steadily against the U.S. dollar ever since I started doing market reports on the radio back in December last year. Been about a year of this now so far. The Swiss franc, up 6 basis points, trades at 98 cents U.S., backed off a little bit from that 99 cents where we began the week. In the bond market, the two-year bond, again, below 1%, 0.98% for a two-year bond. If you're going to buy U.S. debt or make loans to the U.S. United States, Inc., you're going to get less of a return on your investment. The yield is down. The 10-year at 3.44 and a 30-year is 3.44 as well. No, that can't possibly be correct. That's my error. It's got to be 4 point something. Anyway, let's go over to the mortgage markets. And the mortgage markets, again, seeing this trend, we're still coming up a little bit, just a tiny bit, in that 15-year. It's up month to month. Now it's at 4.64%. The interest rate on a 15-year mortgage, 4.64%. Of course, you'd have points and origination fees and all of that added. But it's up from 4.63 a month ago. And in the 30-year, it's down just a little bit. It's 5.18% off of 5.19% a month ago. I think we're just about at the bottom of that mortgage market. Here's a little bit of news off the Bloomberg. Gold is set to rise to $2,000 amid massive inflation. A Superfund says, here's the article by Kim Kayawonga, or something like that. Where did these guys get their names anyway? Anyway, October 28th, Bloomberg, gold may rise to a record $2,000 an ounce in the next 3 years as investors hedge against massive, quote-unquote, massive inflation sparked by governments printing money, according to Superfund Financial Singapore PTE's Aaron Smith. In the next few years, this is the quote, after the deflation cycle, we'll see massive inflation, close quote. Interesting, huh? In the next few years, after the deflation cycle, we'll see massive inflation, close quote. Managing Director Smith, who was 30 years old, said in an interview, quote, soon when you go to buy a cup of coffee, you'll pay $20 or $30 because the dollar won't be worth anything, close quote. The company's Superfund Green Gold A Fund, which has more than doubled since its inception in 2005, has lost 15.6% this year because of higher dollar volatility. And Smith, who joined in 2002, said Smith. Gold rose to an all-time high this month as governments, including the U.S., boosted debt to combat the global recession. When the U.S. dollar crashes, this is the quote, all the paper currencies have to crash. Otherwise, if their currencies are too strong, their economies will be weak, close quote, said Smith. Rather bright young man paying attention to things at 30 years old. He seems to have the handle on it. Who issued similar gold forecasts in May and earlier this month. Here's another quote from Smith. Another excellent buying opportunity for investors is silver, close quote. Gold for immediate delivery, which touched a high of $1,070.80 an ounce on October the 14th, traded at $1,039.32 at midday in Singapore. The metal has strengthened 18% this year, while the dollar index, a six-currency gauge of the dollar strength, fell 6.4%. Gold forecasts. Smith joins investors including Shane McGuire, Director of Global Research at the Teacher Retirement System of Texas, and Jimmy Rogers in forecasting higher gold prices. Pension funds will increase gold holdings as currencies decline, McGuire said on October the 22nd. Again, the Teacher's Retirement System of Texas getting involved in the gold market. Gold will probably top $2,000 in the next decade as the dollar weakens, Rogers said. October the 7th, I'm going to give you a little bit from Jimmy Rogers here in a moment. Superfund, founded in 1995 and backed by $1.6 billion in assets, specializes in so-called managed futures using its own trading system to generate buy and sell calls on stock, bond, currency, and commodity futures. Still, the company's flagship, Superfund A, which gained 35.4% last year, has lost 24% this year, Smith said. The ratio of silver to gold, we talk about that gold to silver ratio from time to time, currently at 62.35, will be cut in half in the next 3 to 5 years as millions of people in South Asia and China buy the metal as an alternative because they can no longer afford gold, Smith said. Silver has soared 46% this year to $16.65 an ounce. Of course, we would have had to say $17.75 an ounce if we talked about it the day before yesterday. Well, that's the article from Kim on the gold. Here's another one. This, again, off of Bloomberg. Dollar rally to last for, quote-unquote, a while, Jim Rogers says. This is by Teresa Baraclough. A rally in the dollar may last for, quote-unquote, a while, as equity and commodity markets decline, said Jim Rogers, chairman of Singapore-based Rogers Holdings, quote, everybody is pessimistic on the dollar, close quote. Rogers said in an interview with Bloomberg Television in Singapore, quote, whenever you have everybody on the same side of the boat, you know what you have to do. We may have a rally in the dollar, a decline in commodity prices or stock prices for a while. Rogers, Jimmy Rogers, an author whose books include Investment Biker and Adventure Capitalist, said in an October the 8th interview that there may be a rally in the dollar, although it won't be sustainable. Won't be able to prop that rally up. He said at a financial forum in Hong Kong in January that printing of the U.S. currency to help revive the economy would weaken the greenback and treasuries. The dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., uses to track the greenback against the currencies of six major U.S. trading partners, fell to 76.09 today. Of course, it's 76.22 now, from 81.38 at the end of last year. The dollar is overdue for a rally, Jimmy Rogers said. Pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. More to come. Much more to come.
Thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And to know that the dollar has weakened so far this year versus all but one of its major 16 counterparts is no real encouragement to get involved in this market. Investors have been reducing bets, if you will, that the dollar will decline versus the yen and the euro. The difference in the number of wagers by hedge funds and other large speculators on an advance in the euro compared with those on a drop, so-called net longs, was 36,033 on October the 20th. Now, if that all just goes right over your head, just let me continue with the article here from Jimmy Rogers. This guy's not a dummy. Rogers, who predicted the start of the global commodities rally in 1999, said that raw material prices may decline for a while. The Reuters Jefferies CRB Index, whatever that is, which tracks 19 commodities, has fallen 0.8% over the past week, trimming this year's gain. The index dropped 36% in 2008, its worst annual performance on record. Rogers also said, here's his quote, he certainly wouldn't be buying U.S. treasuries and couldn't imagine lending money to the U.S. government for long periods of time. This kind of confirms the things that I've been saying here, looking at this bond market. Who on earth would loan money to the United States of America on a 30-year bond at 3.44%? Well, if you want to turn a large fortune into a small fortune in a hurry, loan money to the United States government. Here's a little bit more. This is off of the AP. We've been talking about Barry the Usurper. We've been talking about this climate change treaty coming up in Copenhagen. Of course, we all know that the usurper is going to fly over and get his completely undeserved peace prize. While he's there, he's going to be uncomfortably close, about an hour away from this conference in the same time period. I wonder if that was why they gave him the peace prize, perhaps as an inducement. Maybe they gave him the $1 million to pay for, offset the expenses of all the Secret Service and the aircraft that would have to fly into position to bring the usurper out of his lair in the United States. Anyway, here's the article. United Nations, just weeks before an international conference on climate change, the United Nations signaled again it was scaling back expectations of reaching agreement on a new treaty to slow global warming. Everybody talked about this yesterday. I'll just cover it briefly. It's a kind of a lead into the next one. Janos Pasdor, the director of the Secretary General's Climate Change Support Team, said Monday, quote, it's hard to say how far the conference will be able to go, close quote, because the U.S. Congress has not agreed on a climate bill, and the industrialized nations have not agreed on targets to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions or funding to help developing countries limit their discharges. This is the great redistribution of wealth scheme. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, that's the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, has made a new climate treaty his top priority, hosting a September the 22nd summit on climate change to spur political support and traveling extensively to build political momentum for a global agreement to replace the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which only required 37 industrialized nations to cut emissions. Pasdor told a news conference, there's a tremendous activity by governments and capitals and internationally to shape the outcome of the climate change conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, in early December, which is, quote unquote, is a good development because political leadership is essential to make a deal. Make a deal. Let's make a deal. Come on down, Barry. Let's make a deal. Well, that's the idea. They're using this term deal consistently, and that we need to be aware of. Lots of talk about, is this a treaty or is it not? Well, we'll find out some more of that. But again, it's just this obfuscatory linguistics where we one time use deal, another time use treaty, another time use agreement. and so on and so forth. Anyway, again, he indicated that Copenhagen most likely won't produce a treaty. All right, the treaty in here again. But instead, we'll push governments as far as they can go on the content of an agreement. If you go up on the web, and I think it's COP, well, I don't even want to just type in Copenhagen Treaty, you'll get it. And then you can look for the link to the version 1.0 of the Climate Change Treaty that was negotiated, written by the NGOs. It's not the same as the one the United Nations has in draft form on their website, but it's largely the same. Anyway, again, he indicated that Copenhagen most likely won't produce a treaty. Continuing, quote, the Secretary General believes that we must maintain the political momentum established by the 101 heads of state and government who attended the climate change summit and continue to aim for an ambitious, politically binding agreement in Copenhagen that would chart the way for future post-Copenhagen negotiations that led to a legally binding global agreement. Now, when I contacted Senator Claire McCaskill's office yesterday, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, still yet, she's for Missouri, one of our two. I also contacted Kit Bond's office, but she still has made no comment, has no opinion, has voiced nothing, has nothing written and nothing on YouTube or in any press releases to indicate how she feels about this. She's equally silent on the climate change bill coming in Boxer and Kerry's version. So that's not encouraging. It would take Senate ratification to make this thing come to pass, and she seems to be rather light on this issue. Certainly silent, and silence, of course, only implies her consent. Anyway, let's continue. dropping down a bit further, I'm very encouraged by the strong commitment by the Obama administration, Ban said. Ban. Like his first name is Ban, huh? Ban Ki-moon. Ban Ki-moon. Yeah. Pazdor stressed that there's still a final negotiating session in Barcelona, Spain, from November the 2nd to the 6th. You know what? We've got to get out of the United Nations, folks. This is just what a goat rope this is. And we give these people money. We allow them to stay there on the slaughterhouse in New York. Why? Ridiculous. If it was a terrorist attack against the United States of America, it wouldn't have been against the trade towers. It would have flown in low over the East River and gone right into the side of the United Nations building. It would have been a lot more than just an Israeli moving company doing a dance on a rooftop. I think the whole world would rejoice. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Never been much of a globalist. Obama, Barry the Usurper, attended the UN Climate Summit, and this week the Senate Environment Committee will take up its version of a global warming bill. That's important. This article is accurate. This week, the Senate Environment Committee will take up its version of a global warming bill, which would cut greenhouse gases by about 80% by 2050. Spent about an hour of my time last night on a Roy Blunt, U.S. Congressman Roy Blunt, conference call to hear the 7th District in southwest Missouri. I just listened. I could have pressed two and posed a question to the revered leader there, the dwarf, Roy Blunt. But I chose to listen instead, and saddened as I always am by the geriatrics, all of the old crones that were selected. They had a couple of younger people on the conference call, but mostly just the old crones looking for their handout, their Medicare. They're worried about their Part A and their Part B Medicare. They're worried about their Social Security and so on and so forth, all of their benefits to gain. To hell with the losses to avoid. Had one old-timer call in there, and he thought it was about time that we dropped bigger bombs on Afghanistan and Iraq to send a strong message and to protect our boys in service. Bigger bombs is what he said. Bigger bombs. It's time we drop bigger bombs. God. Anyway, but with work still to be done on health care and deep divisions in Congress on how to deal with climate change, chances the Senate will pass climate change bill by the end of this year are slim. Right.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, again, we're referring to an AP article here. UN signals a delay in the climate change treaty. Well, actually, it's not really a delay in the climate change treaty, so to speak. It's trouble. It's trouble getting people on board that may derail this conference, and I think that it would be really to our best interest to energize, if you will, within this system right now. And let your senators and your Congress critters and the White House know that not just no, but hell no, are we interested in engaging in this conference. I know that we have, you know, we just had outpouring after outpouring that have been ignored, if you will, by these critters. But nevertheless, our silence, just like Claire McCaskill, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's silence, implies consent. And at this point, as weak and dumb, punch drunk as they are, the Republicans and their leadership are pretty well in a majority opposed to that H.R. 2454 and any Senate version of that bill. And this is the stumbling stone. And as we're going to find out, finishing this article, going to the next one, it would be behoove the United States of America to not be present, not to send a delegation, not to send envoys to Copenhagen. That would be the best thing. We could save money, save time, save trouble. Just don't be there. it would be a very, very powerful signal. As strong as Jorge Bush, as much as I detest the man, little shrub, his refusal to get on board with Kyoto is probably the only thing that we remember in his administration of any value, the 1997 Kyoto Protocol. But anyway, Pazdor, again, this is Janos Pastor, male or female, I don't know, with a name like that, who could tell. But Pazdor, sounds like Pastor, Louis Pastor, sounds like a, well, I don't imagine that he gets Kol Nidre vow once a year, but Pazdor said a U.S. climate bill is very important because without one, U.S. negotiators in Copenhagen cannot negotiate on targets for emissions reductions. He said, two key unresolved issues are agreement on emission reduction targets for the industrialized countries and how to finance actions by the developing countries to limit their emissions growth and adapt to the effects of climate change. Developed countries want to provide money for specific actions to curb emissions, but developing countries say the actions depend on how much money they're going to get. Free money. Free money. Always from the north to the south. Always from the north to the south. Always from the developed nations to the developing nations. They'll comply, but only if we pick up the tab. I say we shouldn't even go in the first place. Let them just go right to hay in the handbasket. Now, for those of you who have gone up and looked at these treaties, you'll know that the UN version is, I think, about 197 pages or thereabouts, and the version 1.0 that's been put together by the NGOs is about 186 or 7 pages. And in the versions that I got, PDF files, neither of them would allow me to cut, copy, paste, highlight, or underline, which makes it exceedingly difficult for me to use it for on air and to study it, because I don't have the time in my life to read 400 pages of United Nations documentation over and over again and try and commit it to memory, especially with a convention pending. But as we found when I went through and read that thousand-some pages of H.R. 2454, the whole idea about climate change is but a tiny drop in the bucket. This cap-and-trade thing is a tiny drop in the bucket. I mean, they're all the way out to tree planting, electric cars, and the whole nine yards. Light bulbs, energy jobs, and so on and so forth. The National Industrial Recovery Act would be no more complex. So anyway, they're shaping the debate around this climate change, this specious climate change, and there's a lot more to the story than meets the eye. Continuing here, another article, this off Bloomberg, Alex Morales and Kim Chipman. Deal breaker now. It's important. If you go up and look at the Copenhagen Treaty, you'll see that they're talking about the deal, the new deal, the new deal, just like FDR's new deal. It's a deal, all right? That's the way they're styling it, a deal, not a treaty, a deal. But when Barry Usurper was elected as the usurper, he was heralded as a possible savior for climate. The way they start this out, I'm telling you, I need a barf bag on this one. Possible savior for climate. Treaty talks that had dragged on for years while GW rejected limits on U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Quote, unquote, America is back, close quote. At the United Nations negotiating table, Democratic Senator John Kerry declared after the November election, America is back. John Kerry. Theresa Heinz Kerry. Frankas, to say the least. Shabtayans. Danish climate minister Connie Hedegaard said the U.S. emissions policy moved forward 35 years overnight. America's energy policy, emissions policy, moved ahead 35 years overnight when the usurper was brought to power. Instead, the usurper may send empty-handed envoys in December to the table in Copenhagen, where 192 countries will try to assign emissions reductions because Congress has given him no mandate. Mandate. No mandate. You have no mandate. Obama. with the 27 European Union, Japan and Australia, ready to pledge cuts of more than 20% only if other nations follow suit. Important key words there. Only if other nations follow suit, the stage is set for promises to collapse. Quote, how can we expect other major players to move their position until they know that in the end the U.S. is also going to deliver, Hedegaard said. She's the chairwoman of the U.N. talks running from December the 7th to the 18th. December the 7th to the 18th. We had Hal Anthony on with us on Monday to discuss this also. We talked about the 40 days and 40 nights between where we are today and where this convention is going to be. We need to have a strong deluge here to make sure that the United States is not going to follow suit, that the Senate doesn't pass any kind of a climate change bill this time. It might again. Boxer's not going to go away unless we can vote her out. But as long as Barbara Boxer and John Kerry are working hand in hand on this one, we're going to have to make sure that we don't have a delegation going with any kind of authority whatsoever. If you read these documents, as I have, you'll understand the dire nature of this. Please take the time, look it up on the internet, go in and find out all you can about this Copenhagen Treaty. They have a website. I didn't memorize the link, or I just give it to you. Dropping down a little further, it says, hours from Copenhagen. Oh, no, before that, it is unlikely that an agreement which would be meaningful is going to be finalized, close quote, in the Danish capital. Robert Stevens, the director of Harvard Environmental Economics Program in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said in an interview, that is very encouraging. Again, it is unlikely that an agreement, again, notice the word agreement. One time it's a deal, the next time it's an agreement, as opposed to a treaty. If they can angle us into some kind of an agreement or some kind of a deal that could go come into effect without Senate ratification of a treaty, all the better for them, right? If you take a look at this H.R. 2454, you'll see that just like the Patriot Act, it's nothing more than everything that was ever dreamed of in the past by all of these various and sundry green weenies, and they've thrown it all into one piece of documentation and presented it. All of these little bits can be taken apart and inserted into other bills. They can get this thing piecemeal. They can get it incrementally. And get it they will, unless we resist. Continuing here, when the usurper picks up the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo in December, he'll be an hour's flight from where more than 10,000 envoys, UN officials, and lobbyists will be meeting to conclude an agreement on slowing climate change. If you just take all those 10,000 envoys, the UN officials and the lobbyists, and add up their fuel bills and the costs and the expenses of going to this Copenhagen, Togo and Lesotho and some of these developing countries in the southern hemisphere, they could probably run their entire countries on that much energy and dollars for a year or more, just for this climate change meeting. Anyway, I don't want to waste too much time, more time on this. We feel very confident that we can work together with the rest of the world to take significant steps forward in Copenhagen, Browner said, following an interview, blah, blah, blah. Getting ready. If this were a play, getting ready to come to Broadway, we would, well, we aren't sure of the financial backing or the orchestra, and guess what? The lead star says he might not sing, said Peter Goldmark, director of the Climate and Air Program at New York-based Environmental Defense Fund. Well, the superstar may not sing.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden
corn seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com.
Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, and for those of you that may listen to these broadcasts on the archives and aren't familiar with Mike Chambers Live that follows this broadcast, Mike has Lord Monckton scheduled as a guest for this coming Friday. If you haven't heard the sound clips out there on the Internet, he came out very strongly against this proposed climate treaty, if you will. And he feels that we're not only at the 59th hour and in the 59th minute, but we're right down to the 59th second here, that this could bring the most transforming changes to the world of any piece of legislation, any treaty passed perhaps in the last century. So be sure and tune into Mike's broadcast on Friday, and I certainly will. And listen to this interview. Hopefully he will appear at that time, and we can all learn something and get a chance to call in and talk to the Lord. Oh, yeah, the Lords. Yeah, talk to the Lord. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, back to this article. And again, this is a long, lengthy article. I'm skipping over a lot of it. It's three-pager here printed out. This is on Bloomberg. You can find it. It's a October the 27th article. Deal breaker for climate change treaty may be the U.S. Update number 2 is what I'm referring to. Very long article. But throughout this article, I've highlighted all of this obfuscatory linguistics where they go bouncing back and forth between an agreement, a deal. Capital D is the way they use it on their website. Capital D, deal. An agreement. And then sometimes treaty. Yet, the heart of a climate deal is to get nations to slash heat-trapping gases such as carbon dioxide that scientists blame for global warming. Last night on Roy Blunt, U.S. Congressman Roy Blunt from Missouri's conference call, he's up for re-election. He's already raised millions of dollars. For those of you that are not aware, there are elections coming up in 2010, And a lot of these Congress whores are depending upon the sheeple to be more concerned about their Medicare Part A and Part B and so on and so forth than they are about the survival of this country, and vote them back into power. But Roy Blunt, you know, Missouri is known as the bellwether state. Roy Blunt is no amateur when it comes to politics. He's been in it all his life. His son was the, Matt Blunt was the governor of the state of Missouri. And while Jorge Bush experienced his first term in office, Roy, good old Roy Blunt, was the majority whip for the Republican Party. So a lot of people know who Roy is. They owe him something. He owes them. He's a deal maker, an arm twister in the middle of the night. You know, it's the way they got the Federal Reserve passed in 1913, these middle of the night deals, these arm twisters that stay there and twist arms and make promises and pork barrels all night long. Well, Roy's all on board with this kind of stuff, but he's opposed to this particular climate change bill. Largely because it's being brought forward by the Democrats and not the Republicans. Unfortunately, with 8 years in office, the Republicans didn't bring forward much of any value either. But now, of course, it's all left, right, left, right, left, right. Anyway, that was the deal. Here, I've got to finish that sentence. That was the UN's principal conclusion in the 2007 declaration made in Bali, Indonesia, that proposed a quote-unquote roadmap for forging a new treaty in Copenhagen 2 years later. So this has been coming for a while. Quote, if the United States comes out with an ambitious target, they'll inspire others to do the same, close quote, said Sweden's chief climate negotiator, Anders Thoresen. You go back and look at, you know, you'd think, well, what on earth could be wrong with Norway and Sweden? Well, it's Norway and Sweden here, the blockheads that were the first guys in on board and holding down the fort as secretary generals of the United Nations. Very socialist countries, taxed to the max. A very good friend of mine, Jarl, was from Norway. I learned a lot about it as he was learning the English language here on a visa. Tired, came to the United States of America, multiple degrees, came to the United States of America. He's tired of having 70% of his earnings taxed away from him in Norway. This was back in the 80s. Continuing here, this is 1990 levels. Obama said he'll push to cut U.S. emissions back to 1990 levels by 2020. Taking us into the Stone Age, why don't you just bring us back to the pre-industrial revolution, Barry? The U.S. House passed legislation in June to create a cap-and-trade system that would limit gas emissions. Oh, we don't need to go into any more of that. We talked all about it. Having no congressional mandate will make it, quote-unquote, extraordinarily difficult to commit to a target in treaty talks. U.S. lead negotiator Jonathan Pershing said, notice he's the lead negotiator, the U.S. lead negotiator. He's not talking about a deal. He's not talking about agreement. He's saying treaty talks, said October the 9th at the last negotiating round in Bangkok. Firm commitments. If the U.S., the second largest emitter, could deliver, other countries might firm up their commitments, Brice Lalonde, France's lead negotiator, said in a telephone interview. He pointed to a carbon reduction pledge by many developing nations that are conditional on a deal. There's the deal. One time it's treaty, then it's an agreement, then it's a deal reached in Denmark. Quote, look at all the commitments which are conditioned by if, Lalonde said. Take out all the ifs and we've got an agreement. We got a deal. Anyway, there's much more to that. Here's another one. Back home, America's negotiators say they don't want to bring a deal back home to the Senate, the only U.S. body that can ratify a treaty. Now we have both deal and treaty in the same sentence and get it rejected. They don't want to bring a deal back to the Senate, the only U.S. body that can ratify a treaty and get it rejected. Former President Bill Clinton's U.N. envoy, Peter Burley, signed the Kyoto Protocol Accord in 1998. Is he still walking around this country? Is he still on somebody's paycheck? Peter Burley. Burley. Neither Bush nor Clinton sent the treaty to the Senate. The 100-member chamber said at that time that it would reject an accord that didn't make the requirements of developing nations such as China. So on. We don't want to repeat the Kyoto experience of having a number where there's nothing behind it. Obama's climate envoy, Todd Stern, said October the 18th in London. Drop down a little further here. Are we going to be forever hostage to the U.S. Congress? Asked Bernadetes Muller, a negotiator for the Philippines who helps coordinate the G77 group, an alliance of 130 developing nations. Are we going to be forever hostage to the U.S. Congress? She asks the Philippines. Just as in the 1990s, Congress is concerned over losing jobs to low-cost economies with no emission rules, and members are considering setting duties to be paid on their imports. The negotiations need to move forward on what we do with leveling the playing field. Go back to England and find out about the levelers. And then on into Godwin and the others, the early positivists that wound up financing Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels to come up with their communist manifesto, etc., etc. Here's the way the article ends. It's a long one. It's easy to say something for 2050, but what's more important for us is to show how you get there, Lalonde said, adding that the U.S., which is lagging behind for now in the fight against global warming, has a quote-unquote treasury of ingenuity that can help it catch up. If they've been on the moon, they can reduce greenhouse gases. Well, sir, Lalonde, let me tell you something. We haven't been on the moon either. And if you believe in the climate change and you believe in the manned moon missions, you haven't the intelligence to be operating at this level in global politics. Here's something from Pete Hendrickson. Send it out to me. Three definitions. Apparently he's involved in some kind of a court case. This looks like it must be a tax case. He says here, 4 hours, four hours, after being given the following instructions over my strenuous objection and insistence that the jurors be provided with the actual language of the statutes, to which the judge replied in court, but with the jury absent, that he wasn't going to let the juries see that actual language because doing so might cause them to speculate as to its meanings. Here's three definitions for you. Might have your pencil and paper handy. Have a pencil and paper handy. Write these down. I'm going to give you some definitions. Wage is defined. As it relates to the charges in this case, I instruct you, this is the judge talking to the jury, I instruct you that the term wages means all payments for services performed by an employee for his employer, wages. The term wages applies to all employees and is not restricted to persons working for the government. Oh, we'll have to pick up those others on the other side. A little bit more of this climate change nonsense, and then we're going to dive into Economics 101. Get ready.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 28th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Invested the first hour of today's broadcast, if you missed it, if you're just tuning in an inquiry into the various and sundries that are coming down with the, not only in the economic news, but in the climate change, Copenhagen Treaty news. A little bit more to go on that, but before we go into that, let's go into this. Again, this from Pete Hendrickson. It's LostHorizons.com is his website. I've been on his email list for years. He sends his stuff to you that's very interesting to look at if you want to get in touch with him. Pete Hendrickson, it's LostHorizons.com. Apparently he's been in court here. And we've got three definitions coming out of the court. One of them is wages. Another one is employer and employee, all three definitions. And if you've got your pencils handy, I'm going to give you some law here to go along with your morning breakfast. A couple eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, a slice of pecan pie, and a little bit of USC code stuff to talk about, the U.S. code. Wages defined again. As it relates to the charges in this case, this is the judge talking to the jury. These are the jury instructions. I instruct you that the term, quote-unquote, wages means all payments for services performed by an employee for his employer. The term wages applies to all employees and is not restricted to persons working for the government. Here's the citations. 26 U.S.C. Subsection 3401A. I'll give it again. 26 U.S.C. Subsection 3401A. And 26 U.S.C. Subsection 3121A. Again, 26 U.S.C. 3121A. This is the employer defined. As it relates to the charges in this case, the judge instructs you, the juror, that the term employer, quote-unquote, means the person for whom an individual performs or performed any service of whatever nature as the employee of such person. This definition applies to all employers, whether private or government. And here's your citations, 26 U.S.C. These are all 26 U.S.C., by the way. 26 U.S.C. 3401D. 26 U.S.C. 3401D. And 26 U.S.C. 3121B. Again, 3121B. These are all in the United States Code, Section 26, Title 26. Here's the employee defined. As it relates to the charges in this case, I instruct you that the term employee, quote unquote, means any individual who performs services and who has a legal employer-employee relationship with the person for whom he performs these services. It's a legal employer-employee relationship with the person for whom he performs these services. You can read this at 26 U.S.C., subsection 3121D2. Again, 26 U.S.C., 3121D2. And at 26 U.S.C., subsection 3401C. 3401C. Check it out. A lot of arguments have been made on these definitions. Those three definitions are very important. Again, Pete Hendrickson, www.losthorizons.com. Get on his mailing list. He'll send you out an email probably once or more a week. Pretty interesting stuff to read. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again on the Wednesday, October the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we go into our second hour here, continuing for a few more minutes on this climate change nonsense. But this out of Arcadia, Florida, an article from thewashingtonpost.com, Obama, Barry the Usurper, touts smart grid grants. Grants now. Grants, will you? On Bloomberg this morning, early this morning, I came across a article that was talking about the great-grandson of the of Fiat, the 100 years ago, the gentleman created the Fiat Motor Company. And he's lost control. This grandson has lost control of that. And it's a sad and sorry statement. You know, back in the times of old Henry Ford Westinghouse and Tesla and the rest of them, you know, we're going to start hearing about some grants. grants being given to people to go into business. Grants that I don't imagine were offered to people that wanted to go into business 50 years ago or 25 years ago or even 100 years ago. But we're going to take taxpayer dollars, we're going to borrow from the future to help people go into business, people who have served at Goldman Sachs, people who have been in the Treasury, people who have been all through government, and now we're going to extract trillions and billions of dollars and millions and make grants so that they can start businesses to support something, to sustain something that is unsustainable. Let's find out more about it. Barry the Usurper announced on Tuesday $3.4 billion monies in grants for quote-unquote smart meters, updated transformers, and other devices that he called the latest energy grid modernization investment in the nation's history. The largest energy grid modernization investment in the nation's history. Does the federal government own our nation's electrical energy grid? Or is it owned by private corporations? Let's go into the article. The federal money, which was part of a $787 billion economic stimulus package, will pay for a broad range of technologies aimed at making the nation's power transmission system more efficient, reliable, and adaptable to renewable energy sources such as wind and solar. Now, see, in the past, we built things like the Grand Coulee Dam, the Tennessee Valley Electrification Association, TVEA or some TVA. We built things like the nuclear power plant at Hanford in Washington, other things like that. But now we're going to have a broad range of technologies aimed at making the nation's power transmission system more efficient. Speaking in front of some of the solar cells that make up the nation's largest solar cell, solar to electricity plant here, the usurper said the investment is long overdue, and he called it essential to ushering in a future of clean, renewable energy. Of course, Roy Blunt is all for this. He's all up on that. Quote, there's something big happening in America in terms of creating a clean energy economy, the usurper said. The usurper said a modern grid could give consumers better control over their electricity usage and costs. Could give consumers better control over their electricity usage and costs. I mentioned that the other day to you, this little plug-in jobby that you can put in the outlet in your home. You can sit there on the floor maybe with your meditation blanket and your prayer shawl, and you could track real-time how much electricity you were using and whether you were using more electricity this year than last year or this month than last or this week than last, and how much money you were saving by having all the lights turned off in your home and the heat shut off, no air conditioning. Belly full of rice, haven't had meat in a month, right? All right, let's go into it a little further here. He says the current electrical grid still runs on century-old technology. Yeah, that's probably true, Barry. But the airport that you land on was built on that same technology. The highways that you drive in were built on that same technology. The engineering practices that were put into place at the turn of the last century are better than most of the engineering that's happening in the United States of America to today. It isn't all this cheap Chinese plastic wrap, Barry. But he says the current electrical grid still runs on century-old technology, adding that the upgrades will allow it to be more secure and more reliable. Not a better technology, more secure and more reliable. The grants have been awarded to 100 different utilities and other businesses and cities. This is called obtaining public buy-in, folks, which in turn have promised to spend another $4.7 billion in private money. This is grants in aid. Obtaining public buy-in. This is a public-private partnership with corporations in the public sector, taking monies out of the federal treasury, which are loaned into existence at interest and paid for, in part, by the private sector. These are matching funds. when someone reaches their hands out for unearned grants and aid on a matching funds basis, the people in those areas will have to pony up monies that they would not ordinarily have to pony up if their government or governance didn't get into bed with the Fed. But let's continue. Before making his remarks, the usurper toured the DeSoto Next Generation Solar Energy Center. The DeSoto? That was kind of one of those cars that didn't really make it. Maybe this Next Generation Solar Energy Center will go the way of the DeSoto, which includes 180 acres of solar cells waiting for a hailstorm. No, they don't say that here. The plant is designed to generate enough power for about 3,000 homes, according to Florida Power and Light, the local electric company. The usurper's appearance here was part of the administration's effort to showcase the job-producing potential of the economic stimulus plan. The job-producing potential, which has come under harsh criticisms from Republicans and other critics who call it ineffective, as the nation's unemployment rate has climbed to 9.8%, speaking more conservatively than the president usually does. The administration is counting on the renewable energy sector to be a huge source of jobs in the future, green jobs. He's counting on this. In his remarks, the usurper said that electrical grid spending would create tens of thousands of new jobs for factory workers, installers, system designers, and others. What he doesn't say is how long that productivity would last. In Delaware, Vice President Biden Tuesday celebrated plans to reopen a shuttered General Motors plant in Wilmington to produce long-range, plug-in, electric hybrid vehicles. The Wilmington plant will be used by luxury automaker Fisker to produce the cars, a venture that is fueled by a $529 million Energy Department loan expected to create 2,000 jobs. Your money, folks.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty.
You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Hey y'all, this is Cordy Howe. For common sense and solutions, come on over to Cordite Country every Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
We've returned once again, going into this and finishing out this Washington Post article here. A little bit more. This is a quote, while some wanted to write off America's auto industry, we said no. We knew that we needed to do something different in Delaware and all across the nation, close quote. Biden said, Vice President Biden. You think there may have been something underlying here, the reason to nationalize the automobile industry? To convert it into one of these electric car producing plants subsidized by your tax dollars, underwritten against natural demand and supply curves, against natural price curves. Here's how Biden continues. We understood that a new chapter had to be written, a new chapter in which we strengthen American manufacturing by investing in innovation. Take over the country's manufacturing and start making plug-in cars. But here's what they continue to say. Administration officials envision plug-in hybrids and other electric vehicles becoming a key cog in the wheel, you know, a key cog in the nation's developing smart grid. Smart meters, listen carefully, will allow car owners to charge their vehicles when electricity demand and prices are the lowest. And also when power from intermittent renewable resources like wind and solar are more available. I don't care how intelligent that meter might be. How the hell is it going to know any of that? Are we intimating here that their prices throughout the day are going to fluctuate so that a kilowatt of electricity at, let's say, 6 o'clock in the evening is going to be more expensive than a kilowatt of electricity in the middle of the night or the early morning? Is this what is being stated here? Intimating that somehow or another the electric meter outside in your yard would know when some windmill turbine is getting enough wind to produce electricity? Or when some solar panel on somebody's house is making a little more juice than normal. Ultimately, consumers might be able to sell an unneeded portion of the battery's charge back to the grid. So you just plug your car in. Of course, it won't charge until the rates are right and the power is coming from the right places. But once it finally decides that it's okay to charge your battery, it'll charge it. And if you don't use your car for a week or so and you leave it plugged in, maybe it'll just go ahead and drain those batteries and put it back into the grid for you. Well, that's America. Went to hell in a handbasket. Last one, I had a little bit on this yesterday. This is a Bloomberg article, the 27th. Electric car makers grab U.S. cash to blunt the risks in the new market, blunting their risk on the taxpayer's dollar. That's not the way corporations have run in the past, you know. Electric car makers, ranging from Ford Motor Company to California startups, are using $11 billion in taxpayer funds to supply a market that does not yet exist. No supply, no demand, yet. Fisker Automotive in the news here again, backed by a $528.7 million U.S. loan, will join the rush to assembly line by buying a closed Delaware plant from the former GM to build plug-in hybrid cars, so on and so forth. Fisker Automotive, look it up. The usurper's administration aid to spur demand, In other words, we have to create the demand. This goes back to our talk on marketing, the old Edward Bernays school of creating the demand so that the products will flow. Continuing, Obama's administration aid to spur demand for more fuel-efficient autos is luring companies, including GM and Nissan, into the electric car push. Fuel efficient. The result may be a supply of new vehicles that outstrips demand, said Michael Omotoso. That's it. Michael Omotoso, a senior manager for J.D. Power and Associates in Troy. The U.S. government is saying we'll have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2015. See, they're projecting the demand. They're going to create the demand for these automobiles. Investors betting on an acceptance of electric autos, that's called speculation, my friends, include Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield and Byers, the venture capital firm. Sounds like the derivatives bubble building again. That employs former Vice President Al Gore. And is also backing Fisker. You see why Al Gore is in there batting, you know, swinging the bat for all this climate change crap? That's because he's so heavily long in all of this. He's so heavily invested in all this that he stands to make a fortune. And he doesn't care if the United States of America and the rest of the developed world go straight into the waste can as long as he gets his little bit. Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is advising the Santa Monica, California-based Koda Automotive, which seeks to import China-built electric sedans in 2010. Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Do I have to tell you about Robert Rubin? Another one of these Goldman Sachs, Treasury, Federal Reserve, revolving door clowns who's up to his eyeballs in an electric auto company as well. While Koda isn't requesting U.S. aid, Ford, Nissan, and urban California-based Fisker are among the companies approved for Energy Department loans and grants to build autos that meet the usurper's goal of cutting tailpipe emissions and easing dependence on oil imports. Newfield, making passenger vehicles that run on a charge from a household outlet is such a new field that global output this year may only be a few thousand autos. The usurper seeks to have 1 million on the road within 6 years. Hybrids are still less than 3% of the market, and that's a relatively proven technology, said Rebecca Lindland, an IHS Global Insight Inc. forecaster in Lexington, Massachusetts. Quote unquote, modern day electric cars are still chock full of risk, she said. U.S. auto sales averaged $16.8 million this decade through 2007. PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP projected in October 19th report that global electric vehicle production might reach 700,000 by 2015. It's only 6 years from now. 700,000 might, key word there. Depends on how much money they're willing to put in behind it. Anyway, that's enough of all that nonsense. I'm sick and tired of it. Probably you are too. Let's go into economics a little. Again, I've been working through this book, Fascinating Principles of Economics, 1953, published by D.C. Heath and Company. It's Economics 101 for college. And I found, curiously enough, as sometimes you find tucked away between the pages of these kind of old books when you pick them up, an interesting little 8.5 by 11 folded in half leaflet printed two sides back in the old days when we used hand-powered typewriters, manual typewriters, and some kind of a copying machine. I don't know how they made this, but this particular little flyer here is very interesting. It's Honor Day recognition, May the 23rd, 1958, sponsored by the Student Association of Harding College, which I looked up on the internet and found that it was a Christian college in the state of Arkansas. And this was tucked into the very back, and so I can only imagine that this textbook was used up to and not earlier or not later than, maybe later than as well, but at least up until 1958, this textbook was in circulation either in the school's academic library or in classrooms. So it was published in 1953, perhaps current all the way up into 1958. We'll just pick up right in a place. I cannot possibly give all of this information. There's so many charts and so much to understand about economics that I just have to cherry pick interesting parts to share with you here on air. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again going into this Economics 101, continuing our study out of this textbook and other sources. Again, I just have to cherry pick this material because there's no possible way that on a radio broadcast we can go through all of this stuff. But to understand a little bit more about economics as a science has been fascinating for me this past couple of weeks. This is a very lengthy read. It's not quick as it could be. This is a 588-page book. But this section, chapter 13, you know, that's another bankruptcy. Chapter 11, we talked about before, chapter 13, bankruptcy. But this title of the chapter is monopolization. I'm just going to highlight some of the sentences out of it. It says, basically, wherever competition occurs, the very essence of its meaning is that the most efficient producers will continue while the least efficient will be eliminated. You know, such thing is too big to fail, at least not in earlier, not 60 years ago here in America. The most efficient producers will continue while the least efficient will be eliminated. On the other hand, some business activities tend by their nature to be monopolistic. Among these are chiefly the public utilities, such as power and light companies, bus companies, and streetcar lines. Such enterprises have been designated as legal monopolies, and so we can see the development of legal monopolies as our current administration goes deeper and deeper into bed with cities, municipalities, and states, and auto manufacturers to fulfill the green agenda. These are considered as legal monopolies because such enterprises are most efficiently operated as monopolies. Cities may grant franchises to public utility companies, subjecting them to public supervision in exchange for the monopoly privilege of operation. However, where the process of monopolization occurs through conscious acts on the parts of enterprisers, read that as entrepreneurs, to fix prices, to indulge in unfair trade practices, and to discriminate against their competitors, such monopolization has been considered undesirable. The most effective insurance against competitive loss, of course, is monopolization. Conscious monopolization on the part of entrepreneurs may be either legal or illegal, and this present chapter explains the methods by which monopolization may occur. And there's a variety of them. I'll just give you a little segment out of each one. The gentleman's agreement. The gentleman's agreement is an oral agreement between two or more parties to restrict activity along certain lines, enforceable only by a sense of moral duty. And the purpose of this agreement is usually to restrict production, to control prices, or to control markets. See, this is the stuff of economics. Among the most famous gentlemen's agreements were those alleged to have been made by the Gary Dinners, so named after Judge Gary, the president of the United States Steel Corporation. And it continues. Here's another one. It's the pool. The pool. A pool is a written contract between two or more parties designed to limit competition. Such agreements attempt to fix prices, limit production, or to divide markets. The Sherman Act of 1890 attempted to destroy the pools, but they continued secretly in spite of it. The trust. Whenever the word trust is used, people are inclined to associate it with something illegal or bad. Some of our most respected financial institutions are trust companies, which are perfectly legal. But just what is a trust? A trust is an organization to which certain properties are given over. These properties are administered by persons known as trustees. A trust may be legal or illegal depending upon the effects resulting from it. The type of trust described in this chapter is the illegal type, and it goes on. One of the first ones that it talks about is in 1882, the Standard Oil Trust was organized to unite the oil refineries of the United States. And this agreement provided that the stocks of the various companies joining the trust were to be transferred to trustees in exchange for trust certificates. Well, you can see how that went. Following a lawsuit brought by the state of Ohio, the oil trust was dissolved in 1892. Other trusts along that line were the Whiskey Trust and the Cotton Oil Trust. Here's another one. The community of interest. A community of interest, like a person of interest, you know, a community of interest is a common understanding between two or more companies, which results when their stocks are controlled by the same people. A few individuals can elect the directors of each company and thus control the company's activities. Yes, it's true. Ed Eisner and Rupert Murdoch and several others control all of the media, Hollywood Weird and everything else. But is there a community of interest working below that level? Consolidation, the consolidated company. Consolidation is another device by which businessmen may reduce their competition. Consolidation is the combination of two or more independent companies into a single corporation. Independent corporations that desire to consolidate must surrender their charters to the state. But then, the state issues a new charter. If a number of small companies desire to unite, it is usually preferable to amalgamate. You've heard that word before. To form a new consolidated company to take over the several smaller ones. A merger may be preferable, so on and so forth. Here's another one. The lease. The lease is a form of combination that has been used by railways and some industrial companies. You can probably figure that out. Setting up landlord-tenant agreements. The holding company. A holding company is a company that controls the stocks and the policies of one or more corporations by purchasing their stock. A holding company. Very important to understand this one. Control over a corporation is usually gained by holding the company, by the holding company through the purchase of a majority of stocks. But in many cases, a minority interest is sufficient. A pure holding company owns no property through which to engage its operations, but invests all its capital in the stocks of other corporations. Some holding companies carry on operations on their own account in addition to owning stock in others. The United States Steel Corporation is both a holding company and an operating company. It is often regarded as the greatest industrial holding company in the world and is really a combination of combinations. That word combination is important for us to understand. Combinations and concerns, these are just other words that we can use for corporations. Fictitious people. If we think about environmental and developmental concerns, then we can think rightly about the companies and the corporations. We're not talking about wringing our handkerchiefs over those poor polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean. The trade association. A trade association is an organization of business concerns. See how they quit using that terminology in modern vernacular, but it was quite popular in the 50s. Again, a trade association is an organization of business concerns in the same industry or trade. It is non-profit in nature and does not carry on business on its own account. It attempts to help its members by reducing competition among them, by advertising the products of the industry, by finding ways to reduce cost, and by carrying on research. The United States Chamber of Commerce is one of those. The National Association of Manufacturers is another. You might think of the American Medical Association, the American Bar Association, the American Bankers Association, and Big Pharma. And then it continues. But here's an interesting part. It says concentration of economic power. A brief glance at industrial life as it is conducted in the United States reveals that it is dominated by the large corporations. Manufacturing is definitely a big business. A more careful study reveals that a tremendous amount of control over our industries has been placed in the hands of a relatively few people. The 200 largest non-financial corporations, together with the 50 largest financial institutions in the nation, own more than half of the assets of all non-financial corporations, four-fifths of our life insurance assets, and more than one-third of our banking assets. This in 1953. According to the National Resources Planning Board, approximately half of these companies are controlled by one of eight interest groups, such as Morgan First National, Kuhn Loeb & Company, Rockefeller, DuPont, Mellon, and others, unnamed here. Again, approximately half of these companies are controlled by one of eight interest groups. Oh, my. And then it goes on and it explains how this holding company works. And it's too lengthy to go into. But with just a very few people, just a very, very few people, you can control many, many companies if you know how to work the holding company gambit. very, very interesting. I'm learning a lot as I'm going through this particular text, giving me a lot of insight as to some of the problems that we've got out there today. Here's an interesting one in regards to Ford Motor Company being too big to fail. I'll pick that up right after this break. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, as it always happens, we're just getting warmed up when we come towards the end of the broadcast here in our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Again, going back into our study of Economics 101, looking at the responsibilities of businessmen right out of the textbook. Does a businessman have responsibilities towards society? Question mark. To what extent must he be left alone in order to preserve the freedom of private enterprise? Questions being posed to the minds of students in Harding College back in the 1950s, studying economics. Kay Wilson is one of the people that have owned this book before me, using it in school, as she did. If the Ford Motor Company employed only a handful of men in a given community, a decision to shut down the Ford plant would not seriously affect the welfare of the community as a whole, because the workers who were laid off could obtain employment with some other firm in that community. But if Ford employed 100,000 men in a given community, the decision to close the plant would have much greater effect upon the community as a whole. The chances that 100,000 men who are thrown out of work at the same time will find employment elsewhere in the community are rather remote. In 1927, there was a slight dip in the curve of the business cycle. According to Rick Berg, that dip was caused by the Ford Motor Company when it converted from the Model T automobile to the Model A. Apparently, as a business grows, its social responsibility likewise grows. Danger of excessive regulation? Mr. Ford might well call our attention to the fact that we have no right to tell him how many automobiles he should produce or when he should produce them. Under a private enterprise system of business, each individual is free to make these major decisions for himself. If we take away these rights, the system will be weakened. Mr. Ford might also contend that he has already produced all the automobiles that he can sell, that to operate the plant further will only result in personal loss, and that it would be extremely unfair to force him to continue making cars at a loss. In fairness to businessmen and in fairness to the public, what should be our attitude toward these industries and issues? There's a lot to that. There are some who believe that the best way to preserve the private enterprise system is for businessmen to cooperate in long-term planning to prevent economic maladjustments. Some businessmen scoff at such an idea. They say that their competitors would not think of cooperating them in such a scheme. Furthermore, they argue that the federal government, with its antitrust laws, Federal Trade Commission, and other regulatory agencies, would descend upon them in wrath if they ever tried it. There is much truth in this reasoning, but the absence of desire on the part of some businessmen to assume some social responsibility for their individual decisions has been responsible for a great deal of government regulation of business that might have been avoided. We talk a lot about public finance in the last couple of weeks as well. As we study Economics 101, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, under a article titled Public Finance, the Section 5, Financial Legislation and Budgetary Practice. It reads this way: modern governments carry on their financial operations under well-defined constitutional checks and budgetary practices. Well, in 1951, when this encyclopedia was written, that might have been the case. Certain general rules of financial procedure are laid down within which legislatures may vote taxes and legalize appropriations or incur debt. The study of these rules form a fourth and last part of the subject of public finance. The rise of constitutional arrangements in respect to financial matters undoubtedly originated in England, and it is said that the English system has served as a model for other European countries. While this is only partly true, the English budgetary practice will serve as a convenient point of departure for our study of the United States. By the word budget is meant a comprehensive report and balance sheet of the past and estimated receipts and expenditures of a government for the next fiscal year. Such a statement forms the basis of legislative action on revenue and appropriation in every civilized country since 1921, including the United States, up until the last decade, I have to add. They no longer are interested in budgets. Now we're into the trillions, and we just keep raising the debt spending ceiling as high as it needs to go. Dropping down a bit further here. It says, under the articles, budgets, American, and we'll cover that in another broadcast, will be found a full description of the United States budget and its manner of operation. While a national budget is of the highest importance for the prosperity and safe development of the nation, the United States is so large and industrially resilient that mistakes are often absorbed with a minimum of economic distress to the individual. Are we still that resilient, industrially resilient country that we can afford to absorb mistakes, I ask you? A budget, which means a financial plan taking into consideration income and the relative importance of expenditures, would have obviated unfortunate a situation, which it goes on and explains. I'll just skip that. The vital necessity for municipal budgets first became clear following such scandals as the New York City Tweed Ring and the Philadelphia Gas Ring, in which the city respective cities were plundered of vast sums. Seems like we've been plundered before. Another factor was the introduction of new forms of municipal government, as the commission form in 1901, the city manager form in 1913, and the centralized mayor form. They made clear the necessity for scientific financial administration. Things changed right there at the turn of the century. It was more than just the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system and the IRS. All of our systems of government started to change right in there too. And they changed again in 1945. As many of the states rewrote their constitutions. There are three kinds of decentralized financial organizations. The first has a number of separate fiscal agencies, which are virtually independent of one another, as is the case in San Francisco, where the five financial officers are practically independent, although an elective board of supervisors may exercise a certain limiting power. The second type of decentralization, the independent organizations are under strong board supervision, as is the case in New York City. And the third type has the independent agencies under executive supervision, as in Philadelphia. Centralized types of financial administration are also to be divided into three groups according to the degree of centralization, and it continues. There's these different ways they go about it. The significant feature of a true budget, which is often ignored, is that a statement of income, necessarily estimated, must accompany the statement of proposed expenditures, and the two must balance or show a small surplus. The best municipal practice also, it has been found, is the single appropriation bill, which is enacted after the budget bill has been passed, the departmental amount then being distributed by seasonal quarterly executive allotments. It would seem that if all of our Congress critters and mayors and governors and councilmen and so on and so forth would listen to these broadcasts and then maybe follow up with their own research, come to some modicum of understanding of just what is included in an economics 101 course, just proceed through an old textbook that might be discarded somewhere in a dustbin or on a shelf someplace in one's house, and go from the old textbooks into the old dictionaries and the encyclopedias and familiarize yourself with all of the parts and pieces of economics, then maybe they might be qualified to serve as leaders in our communities. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Very, very few can speak with any authority on these kind of topics at any of the meetings that I've ever been at. Some know how to run a small business. Some of them run law practices. Some of them are involved in the medical profession. But they just don't seem to understand this idea of a balanced budget, of looking at the, if necessarily, estimated income balanced against expenditures that fall within that income, leaving perhaps a small surplus, always moving further into greater prosperity and freedom in the future. But they don't do that these days. Following Keynesian philosophy, they think that they can actually spend their way into prosperity. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software
software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.